What's up? Volunteer, missionary, and scholar. As the only Latter-day Saint teenager at my school, I tend to stand out, says Tanya Jane of Houston, Texas. But I use that as an advantage to let people see that I'm different and ask questions that will eventually lead to a discussion about the gospel. Something else unique about Tanya is that when she graduated from high school this past year, she did so with an associate's degree from college. Tanya Jane also volunteers at the local YMCA. She loves teaching, interacting, and just joking around with the children there. When obstacles stand in her way, Tanya works to overcome them. This past year was a challenge for me to go to seminary, she says. My ward did not have seminary classes because there were not enough students. I was the only one. She was finally able to find a stay-home study seminary class. She says participating this year was a lot harder than her first year, but it was definitely worth the effort. By the numbers, 2001, number of subscribers who have joined the New Era email group. If you'd like to join our email list and get regular New Era mail newsletters, just say so in an email to newera@ldschurch.org. Personal progress times 3. In May 2009, Kelsey Briggs of Bend, Oregon, received her young womanhood recognition at the same time as her grandmother, Jeannie Bean. Then, just under a year later, Kelsey's mother, Cindy Briggs, received her recognition. It was three generations of women in the same family, in the same ward, growing spiritually and growing together. Kelsey, who fulfilled her Good Works project by serving about 2 hours a week for 2 years as a big sister at the local Boys and Girls Club, said, "This program has been enlightening for all three of us. It's a lot of work, but the rewards are great." Kelsey's mother, who is a young women leader in her ward, said, "When I received the new materials and booklets last year, I was determined to finish up the Personal Progress program, not only to satisfy my own objective, but to set an example for the girls I'm privileged to work with in our ward, and keep pace with my own daughter and mother. Learn what the Lord expects of you, make a plan to do it, act on your plan with diligence, and then share with others how your experience changed you and blessed others." President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, Act in All Diligence, Ensign, May 2010, page 60. The Church in USA, Alaska. The first members of the church came to Alaska with the Gold Rush in 1898. One of them, Dr. Edward G. Cannon, was a 79-year-old convert. In his attempt to establish the church in Alaska, he maintained a movable tabernacle that he transported from settlement to settlement. The first official congregation in Alaska was organized in 1938, and by 1961, there were 3,050 members there. Church growth continued with Alaska's population growth in the late 1960s. Growth was spurred by extensive rebuilding following earthquake damage and by an oil discovery. In 1981, the church built several special church buildings designed for the Arctic weather. One of the first smaller church temples was built and dedicated in Anchorage in 1999. Here are a few facts about the church today in Alaska. Membership, 31,268. Missions, 1. Temples, 1. Wards and branches, 82. Family History Centers, 21. Hymn Vocabulary Number 6. Do you know the meaning of that hymn you just sang? Choose the correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. A. Fraught, Hymns Number 5. Is it number 1, steam or smoke? 2, to battle or wrestle? 3, full of or filled with? Or 4, tightly wound? The answer is 3, full of or filled with. B. Approbation, Hymns Number 292. Is it number 1, exhaustion? 2, surety or conviction? 3, restrictions or rules? 4, approval or praise? The answer is 4, approval or praise. C, reposes, Hymns Number 340. Is it number 1, lies down and rest or in death? 2, stands up straight and tall? 3, clarifies or explains? Or 4, takes back or confiscate? The answer is 1, lies down in rest or in death. D, vex, Hymns Number 147. is it number one, having five sides, two, stamina and strength, three, build up, or four, cause distress to? The answer is four, cause distress to. E. Resplendent, hymns number 87 and 248. Is it number one, attractive and impressive, two, joyous, three, expensive or costly, or four, repaired or reconditioned? The answer is one, attractive and impressive. Good courage. At a young women activity, we made necklaces to wear as a reminder of this year's mutual theme. Be strong and of good courage. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Nicole Cunningham, Davenport, 1st Ward, Davenport, Iowa Stake. My favorite scripture, Exodus, chapter 14, verse 14. This is my favorite scripture because it's short yet so powerful. If we are on the Lord's side, He will help us fight our battles. Lauren M., age 17, Idaho, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click on Submit Your Material. End of the article, What's Up?